Well, we're on the telephone with Chris Warner, who is a field agronomist with Pioneer in southeast Nebraska. And Chris has been part of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, looking at crops in that part of the state. Of course, Chris, you've been looking at them all season long down there. But what are you seeing here as we head towards the end of August?
Boy, you know, Ken, it's going to be hit or miss. It's one of those deals. You walk into the field from one side of the road and they're looking at it, you do your yield estimates and it's looking like 15 bushel corn. And you drive around to the other side of the road, you walk in, it looks like 110 bushel corn. So it's going to be a lot of variability from field to field and within the same field based on soil type, planting date, hybrid, of course. You know, just a whole lot of factors are going into what it's going to determine yield today on the dry land standpoint. Irrigated corn, though, for most of southeast Nebraska, as long as we had plenty of water and weren't in a water-limiting situation with our wells, really looks pretty good overall. So I think there's going to be maybe not quite the high yield levels we're used to, but I think overall we're going to have some pretty good average irrigated yields that we're going to be pretty happy with.
Any kind of a range on the irrigated corn?
You know, that's going to come down to the point, too, of just well capacity. You know, some of those low-gallon wells, you know, they were taxed what they could be, and were meant more to supplement rainfall, not provide all the water needs for the crop. So some of those are going to be all across the board. But you walk into the full-fledged irrigated pivots, and you see a lot of corn that's going to do 200, even 220 bushel plus. So.
And you said on the dry land, again, all over the board, but maybe from zero up to over 100?
I don't know if there's going to be, what I've looked at, a ton of zero out there. There's going to be some, but I think we're going to be looking at, you know, a lot of 40 to 60 bushel corn. Some of the fields we looked at today, actually, we were kind of Nemaha, Odo, and Cass counties, and was looking pretty good. I think there's going to be a lot of pleasant surprises out there on dry land. I mean, there's going to be some 90 to 110, I guess, if that's pleasant. But for the year and what the stuff's went through, look pretty good.
Yeah, and that, again, for what we went through, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the true testament to what the plant breeders have done here in the last, you know, 10 years for the amount of stress these corn hybrids can take.
I did see a tweet from somebody in southeast Nebraska today indicating that there might be, and if I'm pronouncing this right, the Aspergillus fungus showing up, which could possibly lead to aflatoxin.
Yeah, that's definitely the one that can lead to the aflatoxin, the one you hear a lot about, that one of the mycotoxins that can cause a lot of health issues. There is quite a bit of Aspergillus out there, but just because we have Aspergillus doesn't necessarily mean we'll have aflatoxin. However, and when you get these hot, dry years, it's kind of you get the Aspergillus, and it's the ideal conditions for producing aflatoxin that we've actually had. So, I mean, I've heard some of the early harvest reports come out that it's been low. Some of the fields that have had Aspergillus in it, it's really kind of lower than anticipated. So, you know, it's probably going to be an issue here and there, but overall, hopefully not too bad.
Has there been much harvest activity taking place? Or
just kind of getting started. So everybody's kind of getting into that first field or two. And, you know, the early results have been decent for what stuff has went through. I'm hearing early a lot of that 50 to 60, 70. We actually had a plot come out yesterday. Actually, some of the stuff was in the mid-90s. And that's kind of hopeful, because usually the first stuff isn't the best stuff.
Okay, and what about soybeans? A little harder to measure at this point?
Yeah, soybeans are going to be all across the board, much like corn, depending on... We've got a lot of spotty rains here in August, so if you're under the right cloud that gave you 7,500 versus your neighbor down the road that only got 10, it's going to make a big difference in soybeans. So it's getting hard to gauge a feel. I think maturity is going to make a big deal in soybeans this year. If we can hold on and get some of these late rains maybe in the next week to two here, I think some of the longer season soybeans, you know, those 3.5 to 4.0 maturities are actually probably going to have a little bit of an advantage over some of the shorter season stuff. But you can definitely tell our pod set was hurt earlier on. You look at even irrigated soybeans that had all the water they needed, that bottom third of the plant, the pod set's just pretty weak, weaker than most. But you look at the top two-thirds, and got really pretty good pod set. And then on those longer season maturities, even at a dry land standpoint, there's little pods up top. It's just whether they stretch out and make beans are yet to be determined.
And of course, that's assuming we get a long fall. We don't get that early frost on those beans, or
yeah, definitely.
The way this year has gone, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. There might be some that wouldn't mind an early frost or that cool keep cooling down. So
yeah,
but yeah. Some of those longer season beans we don't need that early frost. You know, if we can push that off to the later part of September, first part of October, we should be all right.
Very good. Anything else you're seeing that kind of sticks out? Or
not really. You know, the drought's kind of been, and drought stress has kind of been the hot topic here as of late. You know, from an insect disease point, it was really pretty light year given the dry conditions for most insect and disease pressure across the board.